you feel they were chanting your name 1 minute into the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to be appreciated. So yeah, it was good. Yeah, at least they were pronouncing it right. So that's really all that matters. No, it was fun. I mean, obviously, it's one of the best places in the league to play, and you know, it's the fans. I mean, they create a great atmosphere, and they get into it, and obviously they give their team a huge boost. So it's you know, good on them, and you know, it's always fun to play here.
Did it carry a little extra meaning for you? Any old win, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I always had a pretty good record in here when I was playing in the A, but so far I was 0-1. In the NHL, so it's nice to be 500 here. But no, obviously, yeah, it's always fun to win in front of your friends and family. And you know, like I said before the game, you know, a lot of special people were here tonight, people that got me here. So it feels pretty good to win in front of them.
A collision there when you got knocked, one of the Winnipeg players after. Did you feel okay after that? Was it just a regular shove?
Yeah, it was a good bump. I mean. You know, you get hit in parts of the game, and you know, obviously they're going hard to the net, and it took a couple actually off the head today too. So,
yeah, there's shots.
But no, yeah, it's pretty sure it's all good.
Is that an equipment thing when you went to the bench?
Yeah, it's my my dangler fell off. I mean, came undone, so it was just
the neck protector.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Those of us that have been to Morwena, what would it look like if we drove there tomorrow?
Skyscrapers, moving sidewalks. No, it's a gravel road. You turn off a paved road onto gravel. You drive about 5 miles, and you see a little green sign that says Morwena, and there's a church on the left, and a couple houses, and a school on the right, and then you're right through it. So. No, it's just a small little farming community.
So Winnipeg's the metropolis by comparison.
It's the big city. It's when you want to have a good time, you come to the big city.
Is it about a 2-hour drive, roughly?
About an hour and a half.
Are the folks in Morwena going to be mad at the people in Winnipeg for chanting your name tonight?
You know, now that we won, I think maybe it's sweet revenge for them. But no, I mean, it's pretty funny when you know, people that are close to you, especially like my mom or sisters or even my wife, sometimes they get a little fired up from it. But I mean, as a player, you know, and you know, all usually the my brothers and my dad, they get a good kick out of it.
Were they in the stands wearing Leafs jerseys tonight?
I don't know, to tell you the truth. I don't know what they're wearing. I mean, I don't know how well Leaf jerseys are received in this bind. So yeah. I'm sure probably some of them were sporting the, you know, the blue and white, the light blue and white.
It's hard to pick one thing, but why are you guys so hot to start season on the road?
That's a really good question. I wish I had an answer for you. I mean, I think, you know, honestly, I think that's normal for some teams. I mean, I think when you're on the road, you're together, you're flying together, bussing together, you know, there's more camaraderie, and there's less distractions on the road too. So I think maybe all those things play into it, but at the same time, sometimes teams are terrible on the road too. So, you know, it's you know, those are probably the reasons, but I mean, they flip-flop.
It's nice to see Phil break through there.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I mean, and obviously getting, you know, it was a big goal, big marker for him too, being a Leaf. So, it was really good. I mean, obviously he's been, you know, playing well and practicing well, and today in warm-ups before the game, you could kind of tell that, you know, it's probably going to come because the puck was flying off his stick. So. I don't think I stopped him once in warm-ups, and I'm kind of glad the puck didn't hit me. So it was coming pretty hot. So, you know, it was good to see him get one.
Were you letting him beat you sometimes?
Oh, goodness, no. Absolutely not. But just glad that thing wasn't anywhere near me.
Did you ever have any concern or thought you might not start here just given that Ben won the last game? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen, just because usually you go with the guy who wins and stuff. But, I mean... obviously, I was thankful to Randy for giving me a start. I don't know why he gave me a start, if it was just because it was hometown.
He said it was partly sentimental reasons.
Yeah? No, well, then obviously you respect that a lot. I mean, these are great places to play. This is where you want to play. You know, this is like I said, the fun games to play. So, obviously, I'm really thankful that you know, that he gave me the opportunity.
Is the crowd like that in the A as well?
No. I mean, they're always, you know, one of the best crowds in the A, but they weren't as fired up as they are now.